Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. It still surprises me that many Louisiana gardeners are not familiar with our native Louisiana irises. Hopefully you have some of these wonderful plants growing in your garden, and if not, you really should consider planting some. For gardeners who already have these beautiful irises growing in their gardens, Louisiana irises can be divided and transplanted anytime from August through early October. Louisiana irises are at their most dormant stage in the late summer, and that makes now the ideal time to divide them. You might have noticed how many brown or yellow leaves are on your plants right now. Even if you decide you don't need to divide them this year, it's still a good idea to get in and clean out the unattractive foliage before the new growth starts in earnest next month. Also, add more mulch if needed to maintain a depth of about 2 inches. Each year, Louisiana irises grow and spread, creating more rhizomes and shoots. Eventually, the plants may become crowded, and that can lead to lower vigor and poor flowering. This generally occurs several years after the bed is planted, depending on how close they were planted to begin with and how much room they have to spread. Clumps may also grow beyond their allotted space, and dividing them will help keep the clump the size you want it to be and prevent the irises from taking over areas where they were not intended to grow. The first step is to use a shovel or a garden fork to lift the Louisiana iris plants out of the bed. Try to get as much of those roots as possible, and don't damage the little fans of green new growth you see at the ends of the rhizomes. Now put these plants aside in a shady area, hose them down, and even throw something over them to make sure they don't dry out. Once the bed is empty, take the opportunity to improve the soil of the bed before you replant the irises. Till the soil, get out all the weeds, and then spread a 2-inch layer of compost or other organic matter over the soil. Sprinkle a light application of fertilizer over the area, following label directions, and then thoroughly incorporate the fertilizer and organic matter into the soil of the bed. While you're doing this, make sure the roots of the irises dug out of the bed don't dry out, so check them every now and again and wet them down if you need to. Now comes the step of dividing the irises. To divide your irises, look at the clump carefully. You're going to see that young rhizomes branch off from the older rhizomes. The younger rhizomes have a fan of green leaves at their tips, with roots growing out from the rhizome at the base of the leaves. Break or cut off the young rhizomes at the point where they branch off from the old rhizomes. You can discard the old rhizomes and then replant the young rhizomes back into your prepared bed. Plant the rhizomes horizontally with the fan of the foliage facing the direction you want the plant to grow, and carefully cover all the roots. Space the rhizomes about a foot apart. The top of the rhizome should be just below or barely show at the soil surface. Mulch the bed about 2 inches thick and water it thoroughly. If you have any rhizomes left over and you want to share them with friends, very easy to do. Just pot them up in pots of potting soil and share them with friends as you can, or plant them in other areas of your landscape if you like. If the weather should become dry this fall, winter, or spring, don't forget to water your irises once or twice a week. They really enjoy being kept well hydrated with lots of water. And in the spring, around about May or so, the plants will have heavy seed pods on them after they finish blooming. Cut those seed pods off. That prevents the plants from wasting effort on the seeds and keeps the plants more attractive. So divide your Louisiana irises. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.